The World This Week. Business.
Following weeks of courting, Caixa Bank made it official and agreed to take over Bankia, creating Spain's biggest lender. With €650 billion, that's $760 billion in assets. Getting married in difficult times makes it even more important that you choose the right partner, said Caixa Bank's chief executive. In Russia, Yandex, a tech firm that operates one of the country's most popular internet search engines, struck a $5.5 billion deal to buy Tinkoff, an online bank that was founded by Oleg Tinkoff and is listed in London. Deutsche Bank is preparing to close a fifth of its branches in Germany, according to reports, leaving it with 400 branches. The German lender thinks the pandemic has shifted many customers permanently towards digital banking. Investors were unimpressed by Tesla's much-hyped Battery Day, even though Elon Musk tried to dampen expectations. The company did announce an ambition to move all levels of car battery production in-house rather than just battery packs and increase the range of its batteries. But there were no specifics about a million-mile battery, nor a target, in terms of dollars per kilowatt-hour, to bring down the cost of its electric cars to match petrol-powered ones. California's governor signed an order that bans the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2035. It is the first American state to adopt such a measure. Unilever secured the overwhelming support of shareholders in the Netherlands for its proposal to end its Anglo-Dutch dual structure and base the entire group in London. British investors will vote on the measure next month. Unilever wants to unify its structure by late November, but would reconsider its move if the Dutch Parliament passes a law before then that would levy huge taxes on any multinational leaving the country.